What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
I have decided to just become a liar. I've said this a few times at the end of the podcast. I'm going to do X coming up in the next episode. Like the other day I said I might do an all 22 episode and we didn't do that. And then yesterday I said I'll be back in your feed on Wednesday with Tony Ortiz and we're not doing that either. I mean, we're still doing that with Tony Ortiz. Absolutely. But I'm here now. There's so much going on in the NFL at any given point, especially now. I know the official regular season hasn't started, but we are in NFL season. And so I know that this podcast is directed at Lions fans like you, like me. But I feel like to assume that Lions fans only watch Lions football and only care about Lions football, I don't think that's right. I think people like you and me care most about the Lions. We have the most investment in Detroit football. But the way that people gamble these days, the way that they play daily fantasy or fantasy football, I mean, people are connected to teams and players in ways they've never been before, whether it's financially, for entertainment, or both. I'm not going to abandon the Lions in any stretch of the imagination. I just think that every once in a while there's an opportunity to stretch the field a little bit and spread our wings, for lack of a better term. So let's do that. We're going to talk about the Cowboys. In fact, on my notes, I have the Cowboys suck. That's actually my main note here. We'll talk about why I think that's true among like a thousand other reasons. I don't understand why people keep talking about Aaron Rodgers' helmet. I don't understand even why I'm talking about it. Also, we'll talk about the Miami Dolphins and some injuries, maybe some injury resolutions coming into the joint practices here in Detroit. And earlier today on a podcast, Brad Holmes said, "I regret not drafting blank." Who was it? Let's start with the Green Bay Packers. I know. You can hold your tomatoes. Don't throw them. I'm not here to glaze the Packers in any stretch of the imagination. I'm here to ask a question. Are the Detroit Lions going to get a somewhat rusty Jordan Love in week one? He'd been battling a non-throwing hand thumb problem, right? So it's his left thumb. Initially, he just had it taped. Today, he had a procedure on his thumb. I don't know if you call it surgery, but it was on his thumb. He's out at least a week. Now, remember, the Lions and Packers play each other in Green Bay on week one, National Game of the Week, CBS. Is he going to be rusty, Jordan Love? I mean, I seriously doubt it. I'm not sure this is a big deal at all. He's going to see already, by the time the preseason is over, if he takes no more snaps, he'll already have seen more time in preseason action than Jared Goff. I know Goff gets the camp reps. I know. But if we're talking about like in-game reps, the Lions don't do that. So I'm not sure that that would be that big of a deal unless he shelved completely between now and the opening week in the NFL. That is a different conversation. I mean, and for what it's worth, this is the second season that Jordan Love will start with an injury, right? He had an MCL sprain in week one, missed the next two, though if you remember correctly, unfortunately for the Lions, Malik Willis was 2-0 in that stretch. So I guess ultimately it didn't matter. It was the Minnesota Vikings that the Lions battled down the stretch. But I mean, look, it would be great if Jordan Love came out rusty and the Lions lit him up. But, I mean, I'm not going to count on that. And plus, I think there are more things happening here with the Packers if we're really going to dig a little more deeply. Christian Watson likely headed to the PUP list. Jaden Reed was seen in a walking boot over the weekend. That's two weapons down for Jordan Love. So if he's a bit out of rhythm and he's missing two of his regular targets, that's a difficult way to acclimate if you've been on the shelf for a few weeks. So without Watson or Reed, Love's going to have to lean heavily, or at least somewhat, on rookies Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, which, you know, especially Golden, big potential. But anytime, and the Lions are going to learn this too, with Tate Ratledge up front, anytime you have to rely on a rookie, there are going to be moments where you go, ooh. And will those moments come in week one against the Detroit Lions for the Green Bay Packers? This has to be a big year for Jordan Love. He was better in 2023 than he was in 2024. The numbers get better as you go backwards. I missed two games last year, as I pointed out, but even by a percentage basis, the numbers are better in 23 than they are in 24. Can he and the Packers take that next step? That's where they are right now. Can they take control of this division? The Lions were fabulous last year. The Vikings were fabulous last year. There are, I don't know if there are high hopes for the Bears, but there are hopes for the Bears. Where do the Packers fit into this story? Because it can't be anywhere other than, at this point, for them and their fan base, first. And a brutal start. It's not just Detroit. They have to play Washington after that. So it's going to be into the fire very quickly for the Green Bay Packers, and they're going to be likely shorthanded offensively. But I don't think Jordan Love is the main injury concern going into week one. He's always going to be your main concern. He's your quarterback. He's QB1. But I think if we're going to worry about offensive pieces that are hurt, if I'm the Packers going into week one, it's going to be my wide receivers. It's not going to be my quarterback. I don't feel good about the quarterback thing if I am the Packers, and you never do. Anytime there's anything wrong with your quarterback, you don't feel great about it. Do I think this is a big deal for them? No. If I was them, would I feel great about it? No, of course not. If I'm a fan of the Packers, I would not feel great about that. Any chance I get to pile on the Dallas Cowboys, I'm taking it. One of the sweetest things last year, I mean, obviously losing Hutch was awful. It made my stomach hurt. It still makes my stomach hurt thinking about it. But being in that stadium, I was there, fortunate enough to be there, minus watching the Hutch leg spaghetti thing. Ooh. God, I'm glad he's back, and God, I'm glad he's okay, because that was horrific. Anyway, we were at that game last year, and watching them just pound the ever-loving out of Dallas was amazing. I think offensive linemen threw two passes for the Lions in that game. It was fantastic. The point of this story, though, is it's not new, right? Jerry Jones being insane, and not in a good way, like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, there's Jer. Oh, yeah, Jer's crazy, man. He's like the best guy at the party. No. I'm talking about, like, you know, has anybody seen Uncle Jerry? He's roaming around the neighborhood again. More of Fourth Down in the Motor City is next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City with Zach Clark. But look, I'm here for this. I hate the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't know why. I think part of it is because their fans are obnoxious. I think part of it's because they talk about how great they are. They haven't been great in like 30 years. And I think part of it's because I spent many years living in Tucson, Arizona. Huge Cowboys fan base down there. Massive. But the reason I bring this up, other than... is that Bill Barnwell wrote this 8-bajillion-word piece for ESPN.com today, and it's beautiful. It's basically word after word about how dumb the Cowboys are. The point of it is that because the Cowboys keep stalling out on re-signing their best players, they're costing themselves gobs and gobs of money, and it seems like they have not learned anything. In Barnwell's piece, he points out that because they waited They dragged their feet on Dak and CeeDee Lamb. The combined weight on them cost them $64 million had they been aggressive and locked them up when they could have had immediately. The market only increases. It's never going down. It's never going down. The cap keeps going up. The demand keeps going up. The TV money keeps getting fatter. The money will never be less when you're signing players in the future. It will only be more. Well, Zach, you said the cap's going up. Yeah, but you could use that on other pieces. You have lost $64 million, and to top it off, has Jerry learned? I don't know. He's dragging his feet on Micah Parsons, isn't he? I mean, you got a guy out here demanding a trade, one of the best defensive players in the league. What are you doing? Sign him right now. And, you know, if Jerry was mentally stable, there's a race happening here. If I'm Jer, I'm trying to get the deal done before Hutch resets the market, because that is exactly what's going to happen. As soon as Aiden Hutchinson inks his deal, Micah Parsons is going to say, I want more than that. So if you're the Cowboys, you can reset the market now and let the Lions pay for it, or vice versa. But this team is living in quicksand until Jerry gives up day-to-day control, which he's not going to. And look, I approve. Screw the Cowboys. This is fantastic. I love that Bill Barnwell article. Write more of them. I can't get over how many articles I've read about Aaron Rodgers not liking his helmet. What's this guy, 5?
I don't like my helmet. It feels weird. They say that on my old one, it's not safe anymore. I don't understand why it's not safe anymore. They said it's not safe anymore.
Shut up, dude. Shut up. Nobody cares about your helmet. But then you'll say, well, Zach, you're talking about it. Yeah, because it's annoying. I'm annoyed. I'm not talking about it because, oh, man, Rodgers, he doesn't like his helmet. What does it mean? It means he's a moron. There's not enough ayahuasca in the world to make me like that guy. Not enough at all. You know what he should do? Because he's like, you know, smarter than everybody else and has all these great out-of-the-box ideas. He should play the first few games of the season, no helmet. Screw it. The other one's not comfortable. Screw it. Go out there, man. You know what? I mean, you could probably call the folks in Canton, and not in Michigan, in Ohio, and they could probably send you some kind of leather helmet. That might be a little more comfortable. Might not be more lightweight or breathable, though. I don't know. I digress. But still, what a loser. Anyway, we talked injuries earlier, and I want to come back to that just for a second when it comes to the Miami Dolphins. There's reporting today that both Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle could be back to practice in Detroit. That's what Mike McDaniel said today. Today is August 12th, which is excellent for the Detroit Lions. That is exactly what you want. If we're talking about Tyreek Hill, there could be a laundry list of negative things to say about him, but on the list of positive things is his incredible speed. Jaylen Waddle is a great player. You want both those guys in your joint practices if you're the Detroit Lions. You need high-level competition for your number ones because they do not play in the preseason. I know I keep saying this, but that's why the devil is in the details when it comes to these joint practices and how important they are and how important it is if Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle can both participate on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll keep our eye on that. And I'll be there on Thursday. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said previously, I've never been to a Lions training camp session before, so it's going to be exciting. So I want to close out here on ESPN's This Is Football podcast. Brad Holmes was asked if he had any draft regrets. And he says that in 2023, he regrets not drafting Puka Nacua. And you think to yourself, like, yeah, I mean, absolutely. He's been one of the most productive guys in the NFL in the wideout position the last few years. And he was a steal. I think he went 177. And then if you're the Lions, now you look and what'd you take in that area? Well, it's Colby Sorsdahl, who's out for the season, and he's struggled, right? He went 152. So 25 picks later, Puka comes off the board. But it's not like Brad Holmes is the only one that missed on that. Everybody missed on that. And also, if we're talking about the 2023 draft, it's been good to the Lions. I mean, maybe not Hendon Hooker, but Gibbs, Campbell, Laporta, Branch, they rise to the top immediately. And what's interesting about that, when you talk about the 2022 draft, the Lions already had Jameson Williams, and you always need wide receiver depth. But what do you do if now you have Puka Nacua as well? It's a great problem to have. It reminds me when I was working in Arizona and the Suns had 8,000 point guards for a minute, and Goran Dragic said, there's only one ball. Yeah, well, there's only one football, too. You need to get touches for everybody to a certain extent, and if you add Nacua to the mix, what do you do? And then your problem of who do you sign becomes even more complex. Again, good problems to have, but even if Brad thinks he missed, it wasn't that big of a miss when you consider what else is going on around that. All right, make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts, including on the free Odyssey app. And if you haven't done so yet, please rate us and leave a review. That sort of thing is super helpful. We'll be back in your feed on Wednesday evening. It'll be a conversation with the great Tony Ortiz. I'm looking forward to it. And of course, shout out to the world's greatest producer, if you know, you know. And also, shout out to my friend John. It was his idea to explore more of the non-Lions NFL show options, and I'm really glad that I'm doing this. Hope you are too. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time. Back in your feed on Wednesday.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.